Well, the reason we went to 100 years old is because we assumed that our aging was delayed, okay? And if you think of it, we know it, right? We know that some people look younger than their age and some people look older than their age. And we never used it in order to discover the biology of that will lead us to develop the strategy, that will develop the drug, that will allow us to... It's not about living long, but it's about avoiding diseases. So we went to 100 years old, but not only to 100 years old, but those that consider themselves healthy. By the way, not everybody was right, but they are basically a healthy population. They had to be living independently at age 95, so that's an indication of health too. And we really looked at it as a genetic problem, and we approached it in a genetic way. When you approach something in a genetic way, you have to do a good phenotype, you have to spend time with those people, get good information about their health, and other information, medical information, and then do whatever you can do with the genetics in order to understand what is the foundation, why are they better than others. And I want to tell you, just that it be clear, it's not that we want people to live longer, okay? We want to delay aging so that we can delay age-related diseases. It's all about chronic debilitating age-related diseases. And we found so far several genotypes that have a functional relevance. They actually change something in the body that are associated with those genetic study with longevity. We phenotyped them, we studied them in the lab, we validated them with other population, and they're important to the individuals who carry them. It's a good question in the sense that is it possible that those genes for longevity are actually genes that have really good function early in life? And there are two sides to that. One side is that some of the genes that are associated with longevity are actually diminishing growth. Okay, some of those people have mutations that make them a little bit shorter, and they have other features of stunted growth. So the question is, are those people also had some problem or later development, which could be good or bad depending on your social situation? On the other hand, there's indication from studies on models that some of the longevity genes, for example, in the nematode, the worm that we study aging with, is that they are actually functioning better when they are young. So it stays later when they are old. And those are all very important information to gather. So there are two ways to move the field forward. First of all, our success has been so far by seeing a certain phenotype and looking at the genes that are associated with the phenotype. So we had a candidate gene approach. We want to move to unbiased approach. We want to sequence the genome of the centenarians and let the sequence tell us what are the components that are making those people live longer. So that's one answer. It's the technology that will allow us to see the answers rather than we think we know. The second part of it is we need all that not order only to show the function that it's relevant and that it is relevant to outcomes or to other components, but we want to use it in order to have medications that potentially will delay aging and will have really impact on a longevity dividend in a sense. And we have several examples in the field of drug companies that are either based on my research or other research have developed drugs. The one most famous is probably the resveratrol, or really the biological drug that is a SIRT1 activator that GSK bought and are looking for indications, but it's mainstream in aging. Because of my genetic research, there are two companies that are developing drugs for age-related disease. One is Merck, who's developing CETP inhibitor, and one is Isis, that is developing APOC3 inhibitors. I'm actually involved with a biotech. I founded a biotech because there's another set of peptides that are coming from the mitochondria that are decline with aging, and if we replace them, they have effect on many age-related diseases. So in this case, the future is now. It's a matter of resources and pharmaceutical, but those discoveries are going to be immediately relevant to drug developments.